To the nations my call rung, from within a greater power calling me higher. Higher from a sure foundation, the rock, the chief cornerstone. With the wind in my face, I run through this race. Radical, overcomer, Christian liberator, knowing he is the one that makes me smile. I am that hope dealer, motivator, and cheerleader to all who I meet. I am Rockin' Rhonda Austin, and I'm so excited that you're here listening to the Finding Your Heart podcast, where I am the host. So let's get into it. Hey, you all. So the bottom line is that there is someone out there for you. And as you wait, we are going to allow God to transition our mind, to transform our mind, our hearts, and our mentality. During my single season, I had to practice 2 Corinthians 4 and 18, which simply says, "So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." What does that scripture actually mean? To me, it meant that everything in this life is temporal. The only thing that is consistent and dependable and forever is God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, and the heavens. Even though he will choose not to withhold nothing good from anyone who walks upright, that's you and me, if we love the Lord, he's promised that he would give us the desires of our hearts. And so the very fact of the matter is that he wants to use you to show forth his glory. And so if he promised to give you the desires of your heart, and your desire is to be married, to have a kingdom relationship that brings glory to his name, then it's going to happen. Your soon-to-be husband is meant to come into your life, and he is meant for you all to be a team, to bring glory to God. So I began to make sure when I was single that I was aligned with God's will for my life, which was really a road to discovery. I did not know what I was going to discover, but I was determined that I wanted God more than anything. I wanted him to show me who I was and who I was called to be and what I should be doing to basically make it to heaven, but to hear him say, "Well done," that he's pleased with every moment of my life, that I could at least attempt to serve him in that manner. So I began to make sure that I was aligned with the will of God and his plan for my life, which was bound to lead me to ultimately my desires, because God is not going to have us to believe his word and then not perform on his word. That's the thing. You have to get this mentality that because it's in God's word, he has no choice but to perform on my behalf when I'm doing the things that he desires for me to do. So I was super excited when I had shifted my mind in that mentality, and I began to fix my eyes on Jesus. And I want to share kind of 5 things that I did to fix my eyes on Jesus and to realize that I was good enough to have this life that the Lord had promised me, that I was good enough, and that somebody somewhere would be interested in me. But most importantly, that I was good enough even by myself. And that only came with me fixing my eyes on Jesus and him showing me my worth. So one of the things I did was I looked through the lens of Jesus. And so everything that started to happen in my life, I was very intentional about looking at the situation through his word. And so if it was a moment of sadness, a moment of despondency, a moment of confusion, you know, what does God's word say about that? How would the Lord Jesus want me to handle this? And I began to practice looking at everything how Jesus would look at it. No, I didn't get it right every time, but the mere fact that I was operating in that Proverbs chapter 3, where it talks about how we should acknowledge him in all of our ways, how we should trust him. The mere fact that I was doing that, I believe that the Lord blessed me and gave me direction because I was honoring him and honoring his word by looking at things through his lens, through the word of God. Number two was I surrounded myself with wise women who had been married, who had been through something, who maybe even had low self-esteem. So shout out to my amazing tribe. I can't name you all now, but definitely thank God for Evangelist Cynthia Little. She has been on this podcast before. Make sure you check out her interview. Evangelist Evelyn McMurray, who taught me how to open the gifts that the Lord had given me and not even open them, but operate in them. And of course, my own mother. I'm super thankful for these wise women, my aunt. I mean, the list could go on and on and on. But I didn't I enjoy being around older women. I enjoyed hearing their stories. I enjoyed the authenticity that they provided for me, and they always pointed me back to God. So surround yourself with some wise women, and that would offset some of the kind of girlfriend conversations that you may be having or friendship conversations you may be having with the opposite sex. So number three, think before you act. You can't afford to put yourself in any situation or conversation that would devalue who you are. Again, think before you act. You can't afford to put yourself in any situation or conversation that will devalue who you are. If you're good enough, then start going to places that are good for you. Hello. Okay. Number four is seek the Lord. So taking that time out to read your word, have your worship time, give the Lord, Holy Spirit, opportunity to speak back to you and spend time in his presence. That kind of goes along with number four. But number five is spend time in his presence. Sometimes you don't even have to say anything. You just sit there and meditate on his goodness, or sit there and think about the things that that he has done, things that you want him to do. You can turn on worship music and just rest in his presence. Whatever it is, just take time to rest in his presence, because, hey, you need that. You need that refreshing. You need that direction. The benefit of me being in his presence, of me kind of walking out these five different things, was that the Lord showed up in such a mighty way. He showed me that I was good enough for whomever he had for me. And so I'm super excited that within the next couple of episodes of this podcast, we are going to share how to take care of your package as a single woman or a sister in Christ. Because sis, you are good enough.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Finding Your Heart podcast. You know, I love you, right? And I'm always praying for you. Just want to remind you, if you're not connected with us on Facebook, check us out both on Facebook and Instagram at Finding Your Heart. And also, I would love for you to sign up for my email list. The link is in the show notes of this podcast. And hey, don't forget to rock you. Because nobody else can rock like you can.